throughout history, when people have built a temple, they have used the best materials available and the greatest skill at that time.
As better materials become available and as skills increase, thus temples will be modified, changed.
Chad Hawkins has illustrated about 175 Latter-day Saint temples around the world, traveling to the construction sites. He says one temple had sections done and redone three times.
It lays a foundation of why temples often need to be renovated, improved, because it's the house of the Lord and it must be maintained as such.
And the building of the Salt Lake Temple took 40 years to get right. But it was at a time when the people were also trying to establish a new community. The building of the railroad helped, says historian and author Richard O'Cowan. They built a spur southeast toward the foothills to get the huge granite blocks from the quarry to Temple Square.
It follows that same pattern, south and then southeast over State Street and then south into Sandy and so forth. So it's interesting to see how that is reflected, that need to get the granite to Temple Square is reflected even in today's light rail system in Salt Lake City.
BYU Emeritus Church History and Doctrine Professor Richard Neitzel Holtzapfel says besides the religious reasons, the construction also provided jobs for people coming to the Valley.
The church is investing resources to pay people, to buy goods, to build the economy.
And Hawkins says temple building changes lives around the world today.
In order to build them, they have to receive extra training to do so. And so their skills are increased and improved upon so that when they leave a temple project, they now have a new repertoire, a new skill set that they can use for the rest of their career.
Hawkins says temples are renovated because of modernization. Others are expanded.
Where the Boise, Idaho temple, just 2 years after it was dedicated, it was enlarged. The Dallas, Texas temple was enlarged, nearly doubled in size.
Others get updates to technology.
Another reason why temples often get remodeled are because of damage. Damage happens to them.
And some get a new look, like Boston and Anchorage, or get an Angel Moroni added. Cowan says not every temple has had an Angel Moroni that are so common today.
One of the unique features of the Salt Lake Temple is a floor with rooms designed for the use of the general authorities. The most significant of those rooms is the council room of the first presidency in the 12.
This is where the church leaders meet in this temple to conduct and to administer the kingdom and through ministering in a sacred place.
And tens of thousands of members have received their temple blessings or been married in this one temple. When it closes for renovation, Hawkins says it can be a spiritual blessing.
So that when your beautiful new temple is rededicated and renovated, you can go there with new vigor, new commitment, and a new desire to serve because you haven't had it for a while. It can be a blessing in a lot of ways.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.